Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Well, 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 this is an all-timer of an ep for you folks. This is like the episode that I think Prawn Salad kind of should have been, in my opinion. This might be the favorite episode that I've listened to of the half of season one that I've managed to get through. This is, I think I've been pretty good at self-critique, listening to the episodes in this season. Heard a lot of episodes where I'm not a big fan of my performance, but I tell you what, on this episode, strong, strong performance from Timbo and an utterly pathetic one from Monty. My God. These are two guys who have just done the live script read at the Greyland Town Hall, Community Hall, many, many moons ago. You could say 10 years. With a bunch of our friends, we wrote the script from memory. We performed it. I've got such vivid memories of that night. Like, these trestle tables with, I think it was about 8 or 9 people reading the script. Guy and I, if memory serves, were doing the stage directions. We say in this episode that there's a recording of it. I've got a terrible feeling that might have been lost to the sands of time, but I'll go and have a look and see if that's somewhere in the Dropbox now. But it was, like, we talk about it becoming a hostage situation. It absolutely was. It went on for so long. It was so hot. And Monty just got so over it, and he decided to just start yelling as fast as possible to try and get the night to end. And it was oh, man. That's the reason why my boys all tuck it out. He expended all his energy trying to wrap the show up when he knew that it had gone on for too long. Absolutely nuts. Enjoy this. I certainly did. This is probably the last episode of season one that we do in New Zealand, I think. Maybe there's one more. Anyway, my favourite one so far. Have fun. Okay, I don't think we've used the loophole before, but we've often thought about it, but we're using it this week. The movie's still going, but we've decided to
embrace it.
Guy's just woken up, he was asleep. We're about an hour and 10 minutes into the movie, and before we did the movie tonight, we did the table read, and I feel like I've gone full on fucking mental.
It's been a big day.
It's been a big day.
You're finally going to do Suicide 35. It's a big day.
So for the last...
find out a secret.
For the last 3 days, guys and me will probably go in and out of quoting the lines that are happening on screen as the movie gets toward the end. So what we did for the last 3 or 4 days is dedicate pretty much all of those days to trying to hammer out a script of Grown Ups 2 by memory. And... do you know what, bro? Actually think we did a fucking good job.
I agree.
We missed like 2 major scenes, and one was Kurt McKenzie's son's driver's test, Andre McKenzie, with Wiley, and the other scene was when Keithy breaks his leg, and it wasn't like we straight up just forgot about them. We kind of were aware they were there. We just ran out of time to write all the scenes. So, you know,
apart from that, we had everything else in there. Did we miss a few lines? Of course we did, mate.
It's hard not to, isn't it?
It's a feature film. There's a lot of lines in there. But we did a really good job.
We did what we could.
I'm proud of us.
Yeah, I am too, man.
So we're going to LA in like a week or maybe less. I don't know what day of the week it is right now. I can't remember off the top of my head. But we're gonna be going over, and it's all thanks to the podcast, guy.
Yeah, man.
Tell me some feelings that you feel about that.
I'm a void of emotion right now. I've got no feeling. I'm tuckered out.
I feel full mental, like just fucking. This is gonna strike you as weird, guy, but the movie is actually really flowing by tonight. I know for you because you've been asleep, but for me watching it as well, because I've been like comparing what the movie actually is to what we write and being pleasantly surprised by how accurate we got. We've done good, kid.
That's good.
A lot of people came out tonight to see the table read, probably 100, probably would have been way more, except that I fucked up the ticket sales situation and accidentally told our ticketing agent there were only 80 seats there when there was actually 200, but that's neither here nor there.
That's certainly neither here nor there.
The main point is we did it, and it's recorded, you know, it's somewhere. That sound is around. This is the bit where Adam Sandler tries to drug his kid to sleep. It's fucked up. Oh, Jesus. Guy, you need to do some talking in the podcast.
Get we live?
There. Yeah, bro. Yeah, we're all in there. We're all up in there.
It's unreasonable. It's not fair for us as recording people. It's not for the fans as listeners.
Here's the funny thing. Is that I tried to bitch out of this one as well. After the table read, I was like, can we do it tomorrow night? I was like, no. And rightly so.
Well, I can't do it tomorrow night.
Yeah, that's the main reason.
Got plans.
You got plans on. You got calendar appointments. And yet, I chucked the movie on. And you were in there for about 25.
It on, bro.
Then the eyelids started getting mighty heavy on old Montgomery. Mighty heavy. And those sweet angelic sirens were singing their song of slumber. And Guy said, yes, I'll have me some of that. What is the time now? It's like 1 a.m, I think.
Quarter past one.
NZT, bro.
Global warming.
We're at the party scene now, folks. God. So after this, it's three more watches. We're going to do watch number 50 on the plane right over to Los Angeles.
California.
And that'll be fun as shit. But right now, I don't know what else I've got left. So I'm going to throw it over to one of our features. And it's going to be a pupper. A papa, a papa, 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 papa.
Can I please borrow some money for ice cream?
Papa, papa, papa. I love my papa, 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 his girlfriend out on a waltz now. Patty Schwartz, party time. He started a jazz band and then he spun them off. Now Patty Schwartz, party time. He hired back the band that he used to be a part of. Patty Schwartz, party time. Give him some of his money to hire them out at a private restaurant that he booked out with his girlfriend Miley Cyrus so they could go private dancing. Patty, he's a good dancer, old Patty.
He's a great dancer.
Knows his foxtrot from his Charleston, I'll tell you that for free. Here's my Patty Schwartz party time today, guy, because I noticed something today on the watch that I've never noticed before. And that is when we are treated to that shot of the frat boys at their frat house observing the damage that that goddamn warlock,
Braden
Higgins, has
exacted. He is a warlock.
And
I'd never noticed before, but Patrick Schwarzenegger does a real good job of looking around, surveying the damage for about 3/4 of a second before it flicks off of him again. Oh, and I'd never seen that before, mate.
He makes a real name for himself. Patrick Schwarzenegger in this movie.
It reminded me of, like in the table read, because Guy and I, we started off writing the script together, and then we had a bit of a division of labor situation where we'd take scenes and pages each, and then we just combined it at the end because we ran out of time.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize that for all those watches.
Power. I'm on the Today Show, this is Matt Lauer. Yeah.
You never got that joke in the bus.
It will never cease Lenny to amaze me the number of jokes that I've missed up till now.
It's crazy because Lenny says, I'm just filling in for Drulio Iglesias over there because Nick is out cold in a drug stupor drooling on himself, and all this time you just thought he was saying Julio Iglesias.
Julio Iglesias.
That cracks me up, bruh.
Yeah, that is pretty weird.
It's insane.
It's pretty funny. It's pretty out there.
Yeah. Great. My shining light in the movie, I could actually do live. That's the beauty of it, because the movie's still on.
Do it.
Do you know what it is? Stone Cold Steve Austin's fucking jacket.
Does that hurt? Yeah, it's a good
answer. Very good jacket in this party scene. Very fucking solid jacket. It says Live to Ride on the back. I don't know how true that is to Terminator, which is the jacket he's trying to rip off.
Live every moment.
What? Live every moment.
On the back.
It says live to ride, bro.
Every moment.
No, it doesn't say every moment, Guy.
Oh, man. We shouldn't release this. This is not cool.
Tell me your favorite moment from the movie, Guy. And bear in mind that if you want, you can just describe what's happening on the screen.
I like it at the in the fight scene. At the party at Lenny and Roxanne's house when they want to call the police, and they do a big funny sort of sight gag with Peter Dante as a police officer. He says, we're already here. It's a great gag. It's very funny. Real highlight of the movie.
Yeah, bro. I'm all about that shit.
I'm all about that shit. About that shit.
All right. Well, I might grab the keys off you for a moment, if I may.
Got to
warm up the engine on a little something.
You shouldn't have given them to me in the first place.
Just give me the keys, bro. Give me the keys.
Take the keys, bro.
All right, here we go. Bum, bum, bum. Bum, bum, bum. Bum.
Dun, 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 dun. Roll up. Grown ups for the grown ups. Roll up. Grown ups.
Grown ups are on the tour. And the Steve Buscemi mystery tour is coming to take you away.
Grown ups, coming to grow up to you. Grown ups, my house.
Steve Buscemi
mystery tour.
Mystery tour. Mystery tour. Here's what happened to him this week, buddy, bro.
Fucking tell me, bro. Tell me.
Steve Buscemi sustained his injuries. Steve Buscemi sustained his injuries. Steve Buscemi was cut out of the first Ghostbusters movie, but in actual fact, he was there.
Oh, I like it.
Mm. So you had Ray, you had Egon, you had Peter, you know. Dr. Venkman? Venkman.
You know what, Tim? Yeah. Do I found tonight? I really respect you, man.
Thanks, bro.
Bro, look at me. There's a room full of like 100 people who paid money tonight. And we read them the script from Grown Ups 2. With a little help from our friends. But people paid to watch that. That is insane. And you.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You were there the whole time, man. And I was like, I don't like the guy. I do not like the guy one jot. You know what? I've actually got a real personal problem with this guy. But I respect the goddamn crap out of him.
This is all I've ever wanted, bro. I didn't need you to like me. I needed you to respect me.
Bro, I respect the shit out of you. Bro, look at me. I respect the crap out of you. Boy.
Cool, baby.
What do you say to that?
I'm blown away, guy. I don't know what to say to that. It's a frank admission from you.
What have I contributed to this podcast?
You don't often let the veil down and see what's going on in the internal cog machine that is your soul, but you did it just then. That was one time. Guy's now bashing himself in the head with the microphone.
I headbutt the microphone for you.
That's art, bro. Do you know?
I'm not comfortable with this.
So I was talking to people.
Going out to the people.
I was talking to people after the table read this evening, and people going like, you know, how did that feel? And the first thing that came into my head was, I feel bad because I feel like we had people hostage because it took such a long time to get through the movie.
A long film.
About 2.5 hours to get through our version of the script. And we missed
76 pages.
It's insane. So the air conditioning only kicked in for the latter part of the reading, and I felt bad about that. What else? The second part of what I felt, and I talked to some people about this, is I felt like no other time has it more felt like a legitimate art project, because I feel like tonight it really hurt. And you lost your fucking mind out there, bro.
Yeah, boy.
You were good for a long time, and then something snapped at about the 70% mark, and you just started screaming.
As being in charge, if I felt it was dragging on and it was too long, can't imagine what like a passive audience member must feel like.
Yeah.
I would hate to be watching that.
As a performer, because, you know, Guy and I both do sound from time to time, you got to read your audience a bit, and I don't know how we didn't get the whole room just walk out on us.
I think there's only one walkout.
Well, God bless that person. Like,
yeah.
Got on them. Fuck, I wouldn't have stuck that out. It's insane. What we asked of that room full of people tonight, it was crazy. It was ludicrous.
We just asked for a bit of attention. Holy shit, bro. So I'm so ready to put my eyes down.
Yeah, I know you are, bro.
I'm shutting down.
One interpretation of what we just
did. The man
did,
who works at the clock tower is punching his last fucking check.
But did you think about the fact that we might have just been really mean to a room full of people? Like, we tricked them into coming and
punching
giving them money.
Punching his last check, bro. Like, the guy who works the clock tower loves punching Eastern European people.
Oh, like someone from the Czech Republic.
Yeah, yeah, but he's just been reformed. So he's punching his last Czech.
Shit, bro. It's like, they let you do
it's
that?
Like a dramatic film.
Like if you're a recovering alcoholic and they're like, you can have one more bottle of Jack Daniels and then that's it. Yeah. It's like, if you are a racist, you can punch one more check.
You punch
and then
your
you
last check.
Then you got to cut it out.
And growing up, Sue's just been rolling on all the footage of the last check being punched. Look, I'm going to tell
what?
You.
You lost me in that last bit.
Yeah, I lost everyone. I don't like this movie, Tim.
Yeah, bro.
No, listen to me.
Yeah.
I don't think it's good.
Yeah.
I don't think what we've done tonight is noble. Like, between the director's commentary and trying to rewrite this movie, I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed for myself. I'm embarrassed
for you. Be specific. What are you embarrassed about?
I'm embarrassed to be associated with one another.
With me or with the movie?
With you.
Okay.
And the movie. It's embarrassing.
Okay.
We ought to be ashamed of ourselves.
Mm. Well, but, I mean, that's the thing, Guy.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
I'm okay with doing it for a podcast because then it's like people are overhearing a conversation you're having in private. But we invited people into our house tonight and we poosed on a plate and gave them poos.
If I could talk to your grandmother right now, I know she'd be upset with you.
Yeah, bro. You've met her.
Yeah.
You met her just the other week.
Yeah.
You reckon Maureen would be upset about what
Maureen
just went down?
Would not say good things about us.
Shit, man.
It's real.
You're getting pretty real now, bro.
Well, I'm fucking trying, bro.
Yeah?
There's nothing left in you. There's nothing in you.
There's heaps in me. There's
look
nothing
at me.
In you.
There's nothing in you.
I am looking directly
look
in
right
your
into
eyes.
My eyes.
There's nothing left in you.
I'm looking right back at you.
You're
bro.
Gone, mate. You're
there's
out of order.
In you.
You're out of order.
You're out of your mind if you think I'm out of order. You are a barren wasteland of anything. Anything good. There's nothing good coming out of you anymore.
Let me let you into a secret, people listening. Guy and I were having a conversation earlier about if we just straight up committed suicide on stage when we went to LA just to prove a point.
Like Birdman.
Oh, no. Oh, Guy. I was really trying to avoid saying that. There'll be lots of people who definitely haven't seen it.
Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh, what no. We'll do though, we'll just put on the synopsis of this podcast, we'll just
oh,
put
no.
Birdman spoilers.
I will name the episode Birdman spoiler just to make sure no one touches this fucking
look
thing.
If you've been listening this long, what do you want from life? You've got to look at yourself. I might not like Tim Batt, but I especially don't like you. If you're listening to this right now, you've got a real fucking attitude problem.
Just, you know, lighten up, bro.
Oh, bro.
Hey, what's your shining light?
Do you know what my shining light is?
What?
This is the 49th time I've seen the movie. That's amazing.
And yet not a shining light.
That is my shining light.
No, that can't be a shining light. Give me a shining light in the format of a shining light.
Taylor Lautner pretending to act with a CGI deer. He does a really good job. A real dream to edit around. You fucking dick. What's your shining light?
That guy in the back with the white coat with the red hair. He's just such a fucking like...
He's a classic lad, eh?
That extra is all over the fucking
You'd love
shot.
To watch like extra time with that guy.
That I want to hang out with him.
Is there an American sports show called Extra Time? It's a good idea, right?
Yeah, I think there is. Like an ESPN show.
I feel like they really missed a trick if there isn't.
Fuck yeah. After all this time. I don't know what's left now, like,
bro,
for us, generally.
I hope you were holding it down on the top half of this podcast, because I don't remember a goddamn thing.
Yeah, bro, don't worry, I had this. We're fine. We're all good.
You sure?
I'm not worried about it. You shouldn't worry. We're fine. I'm sure it'll be fine.
Real throwback episode, bro.
Yeah, this is harking back to the old school, and that's how you should... Like a movie, this narrative of what we've done in the podcast is like you start and you end, and in between you learn something, and as a result you change and you improve as a person. But the only thing we learned is Grown Ups 2 isn't very good, but it turns out we probably knew that before we started.
You know what is a real triumph for us? Is we took the movie Grown Ups 2 and we made it worse tonight.
How do you mean?
We made
with the table read?
Yeah.
Yeah, bro, we did. We definitely deproved on it.
We made it less coherent.
Yeah.
More confusing.
Yeah.
And it's like, if we'd done something better than that, I'd be worried.
Like, what?
Well, like, see,
what? The thing we did tonight was what needed
is,
to happen.
We deserve to be punished for watching this movie 48 times.
Mm. Hey, can I ask you a question, Guy?
Yeah, man.
Knowing what you know and, like, being through what you've been through, I'm going to take you back to that day in February in 2014 when you got off my radio show and we were crossing the street. I remember the intersection we were on of Nelson and Cook Street, and you were crossing the road to get back to your car, and we were just absentmindedly discussing this idea, and we decided on what we were going to do, and we thought Grown Ups 2 was a good idea, and I said, let's record it tomorrow. Go back to that day in your head. If you could throw it all away and stop it from happening, if you could kill John Connor before the robots rise up, would you do it?
Do you know what, Tim? I would not kill the robots because we're going to fucking California.
Yeah, bro.
And all it cost us was at least a week of our lives. But,
yeah,
you know, bigger picture, what's a week of your human life? It's a week. It could be any week. It's nothing. And moreover, Tim, we now have a friendship forged in the most unique fires of hell that any friendship has been forged in. Like, I'm never going to know a dude like I know the dude who was writing Grown Ups 2 with me at 3:30 in the fucking morning. You can't, like, buy that. And if you could, like, the person you'd be buying it from would be some sort of prisoner. It would be illegal. And the other thing for me, Tim, is that as far as respect goes, I've got nothing but respect for a guy who quite genuinely lives every moment and loves every day.
That's really sweet. I think you got led astray by the fact that the song kicked in. You started borrowing some thoughts. But I
mean what I said.
Sentimentality. You did. I felt it. And I appreciate it. And can Guy, you're my guy.
You're my Tim.
You're my guy.
Bro, can we please put these microphones down and just go to sleep? How long has this been happening?
23 minutes.
Fuck, people are craving a short episode. Have we hit everything?
Let me think.
Shining light. Patty Schwartz, Steve Buscemi.
Yeah.
Bro, let's spike the mic.
Okay, let me chuck a quick plug in for an event because it doesn't appear to be listed very well online. We're doing the Cine Family event on the 17th in California and in Los Angeles.
In LA.
And then the day after that,
the 18th of February,
we're at UCB
Sunset.
Sunset. So, what we're going to do for that one is we're going to watch Grown Ups 1 for
the
first time.
The drag bikini girl's called Daisy.
Why would they bother naming you? No one says your fucking
it's
name.
Wayne Gretzky's daughter.
You don't get a name. Guess what? No one says your name. So, you know, eat it. The mailman was played by Brad Grunberg. I think that's what that said.
UCB Sunset, February 18th. We're going to watch Grown Ups and review it for you. It's going to take an hour.
The first movie and just the one time because we feel like it's probably a good way to just put a pin on
I'm
it.
I'm out of here. All right, I'm really done with all this.
Okay. Well, I'll go too then. So thanks for listening and bye.